Hello, grammar enthusiasts, and welcome back to Grammar Lab, where we dissect the perplexing yet fascinating world of English language rules to help you write with confidence and clarity. Now, have you ever found yourself staring at two words, wondering if they should be joined by a tiny dash or left as solo acts? Get ready to conquer the conundrum of hyphens as we delve into the riveting topic of hyphenation rules. Keep listening as we piece together the puzzle of when to hyphenate words.
Let's dive right in. Hyphenation can seem random at times, but there are clear rules and guidelines to help us understand when to use this little punctuation mark. First off, hyphens are not dashes. A dash is longer and has different uses. Today we're talking about hyphens, that tiny dash that often joins words together.
And it's been around for quite some time. The hyphen dates back to the ancient Greek language, but it became more standardized in English with the advent of printing technology. Over time, the usage of hyphenation has evolved. In the past, it was more common to hyphenate words that we now write as one word, such as today versus today.
That's right, Abby. But when should you actually use a hyphen? The most common use is with compound modifiers before a noun. These are two or more words that express a single concept to describe a noun. For example, a well-known actor or a high-quality product. Without the hyphen, the meaning could be misread.
Now, imagine I say Jack is a small business owner. Am I calling Jack short, or does he own a small business? The absence of a hyphen changes the entire sentence. It should be small business owner to avoid ambiguity. But if the compound modifier comes after the noun, the hyphen is usually dropped, so it's the business owner is small.
Another rule is hyphenating compound numbers from 21 to 99 and fractions used as adjectives, so 35 and 2/3 when you're saying a 2/3 majority.
Good one. Let's try a quiz to reinforce this. I'll give a sentence with the word blank, and Jack, you fill it in. Ready? This instruction manual is written in blank English.
That's plain English, no hyphen needed.
Correct. It's an adjective-noun combination where there's no ambiguity. Now what about I adopted a blank-year-old cat?
4-year-old cat with hyphens. The hyphens link the numbers and year because they're all describing the cat's age.
Perfect. Moving on, prefixes and suffixes sometimes need hyphens too. Common prefixes like re, pre, post, anti, or co are often hyphenated when they come before proper nouns or to avoid confusion. Like re-enter to distinguish from re-enter.
And strangely enough, certain words get hyphenated because of tradition or convention, like merry-go-round and mother-in-law.
Another fun fact, words do change over time. For instance, email was once email and online became online. The trend is moving towards less hyphenation as language evolves.
Remember though, some style guides have differing rules on hyphenation, so it's always good to consult the specific guide you're using.
Before we close, here's a quick recap. Hyphens join words to clarify meaning, especially in compound modifiers before a noun. They link certain numbers and fractions, and they also connect some prefixes and suffixes to words.
And as words and usage adapt over time, the English language continues to redefine its relationship with the hyphen. Stick to current standards, but be flexible as they evolve.
Thank you for tuning in to Grammar Lab. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
We'll be back next week with another intriguing exploration of the English language. Until then, keep writing and never underestimate the power of proper punctuation.
Bye for now and happy hyphenating.